Cole and Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show rolls on. We were talking hoops in the previous segment. We're going to keep talking hoops, but we'll go from talking college to high school hoops as Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Groen is our guest right now. And the Tigers are 8-6 overall, 4-5 in an incredibly tough Mississippi Valley Conference this season. Coach Groen, thanks so much for your time today. How you doing? I hope you're warm.
Yeah, you know, just trying to stay warm, and hopefully, you know, we don't get too far behind in games as we get towards the end of the season here with either cold or snow, and we can get all our games in.
Yeah, obviously, postponement tonight. Was that Iowa City Liberty, right? That was...
Liberty was supposed to come here today, and the boys were traveling to Liberty.
All right, yeah, I mean, that's... you hope you don't have too much of that, much less with health and safety protocols where stuff can get stacked up pretty quick. But, I mean, how would you compare then? Let's just go there. How would you compare the normalcy level of this season to last and just how beneficial that's been for everybody?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you try to get into as much of, you know, a regular routine that we have in previous years. I think one of the things that you see, though, is... you know, maybe in previous years where, you know, there might be a sickness or, you know, somebody might not feel very well that they would either play with through it or, you know, you would just really not think too much of it. And I think now just teams are just obviously much more precautious with all those and are more likely to maybe cancel a game here or there just to make sure that they play safe.
That makes complete sense. And that, you know, honestly, I think you just see that anywhere, whether it's, you know, people going to work or people playing sports at any level. Your team, let's hone in on your Tigers, gave Waterloo West, the third-ranked Wahawks, one heck of a game last Friday. You come up short 69-65. There's no moral victories, but there had to be some positives, Coach Groen, coming out of that close loss to the Wahawks last week.
Yeah, you know, it really was a great game. We fell behind in that first quarter. We were down 23-9 at the end of the first quarter. And at one time, I think it was 40-23 right before halftime, and we happened to hit 2 3-pointers, you know, to pull a little bit closer. But, you know, we struggled there for a little bit in that first quarter and started to work our way back. And then outscored them in all the rest of the three quarters, got it within two with the ball a couple times and just couldn't convert, you know, either tie the game or take that lead and just change the complexion of the game. And, you know, just down the stretch there, Waterloo West got a basket right at the end there and, you know, to beat us by four. But just a great effort for the girls to come back and to fight their way against a really talented team.
How important was that game, Coach Groen, probably for the mental side of things? Because there's way more teams that are kind of getting – a bruise or two from the gauntlet that is the Mississippi Valley Conference. And obviously it sounds like there was some great execution physically out on the court, but your team getting that refresher that, hey, yeah, we can run with anybody.
Yeah, you know, we struggled shooting in that first quarter, and then all of a sudden we started to shoot really well, and I really believe that's kind of a contagious thing when somebody starts shooting well. We end up with 17 three-pointers in that game. And just shot really well from three. I think we ended up 17 of 38 from the three-point line. And that really was what sparked us and, you know, allowed us to quickly get back into the basketball game. So just a great job by the girls to recognize and then step up with confidence and shoot.
Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Groen, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole and Company. Coach, what would you say about what you've seen in the Mississippi Valley Conference this season?
It's just, I don't know if I've ever seen it from top to bottom, so much balance. I tell the girls every day, I said, if you don't step off the bus ready to go, you're going to get beat by anybody. And we see that. You see a team that looks like they're on a roll, things are going their way, and then they have two losses against, you know, other really good opponents in the conference. It's, you know, obviously you have Waterloo West and Iowa City West, they're kind of at the top. Then you have City High, obviously, at the top. And even everybody's giving, you know, those three teams a run for the money in games. And I can't even begin to tell you how many games I've watched that are one-possession games or mm-hmm. less than 5 points in the conference that could easily go either way. And it's fun. It's fun to watch. It's fun to be a part of. It's stressful. But, you know, that's just a part of being a part of our conference.
As you're in this back half of the Mississippi Valley Conference schedule, what in particular are you focused on with your team? What's maybe one or two things you and your staff have identified and go, man, if we put some polish on this, we're going to like how things end up for us?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the biggest things that we look at is just being able to control the boards. We're kind of an undersized team. We don't have a lot of tall players, and really the place that really hurts us is, you know, crashing the boards and not allowing teams to get second chance shots. And if we can do that, that's really going to help us down the stretch here. And then our shooting, we're kind of up and down when it comes to shooting, but when we shoot really well, it's really good, and it gives us a ton of confidence and allows us to win a lot of games. So I think those two things are really the thing that we just really need to hone in on going down the stretch.
In bringing up rebounding, Coach Grown, looking at your team's numbers so far this season, your freshman point guard, Maya Crawford, is your leading rebounder, about 6.5 per game. She's just shy of 11 points. Those are incredible numbers for a freshman. What can you tell us about the body of work you've seen so far from Maya?
Yeah, you know, Maya's just been a type of player that's been around basketball a long time. Her dad is an assistant coach at UNI, so, you know, she sees a lot of basketball, and she's just kind of that scrappy player. You talk about kids who just kind of have a nose for the basketball and just seem to be in the right spot. She's just one of those players who gets herself in the right spots to get tips on balls, to, you know, get rebounds. She also leads our team in steals, deflections, and just her ability and just kind of her constant engine to keep going has really just kind of sparked our team this year.
And when it comes to, like I mentioned before, you're in the back half of the Valley schedule, what's going to be important for Maya the remainder of this season when it comes to the team wanting to achieve its goals?
Yeah, I think just keeping the course and you know, building every day and working every day and just getting a little bit better, fine-tuning you know, a few things here and there that make her a great player, and fine-tuning a couple of those things that can make her even a better player. You know, she's kind of our energy on our team and our communicator, even as a freshman. And, you know, if she can keep that up and keep us going here through the stretch, hopefully, you know, we can get some good wins here down the stretch before pairings come out.
Now let's go from talking about a freshman to a sophomore. A lot of young talent on your team. Grace Knutson's leading the way with 12.7 points per game. What's been key to Grace being able to produce like that for your team?
Yeah, you know, Grace started every game for us as a freshman last year. You know, she's right at that 5'10", 5'11", height, and so she brings a lot of versatility for us. She'll, for being a pretty short team, sometimes she has to run kind of that five position for us every once in a while, too. So she can step back, hit the three, hit the mid-range jumper. She's got a really nice mid-range jumper. And post up for us every once in a while. So being able to score at all three levels for her, I think, allows that versatility for us to use her in a lot of different ways.
You got any tricks up your sleeve the rest of the way? You thinking about making some big changes and popping some weird zone defense on somebody, Coach Grown? Because as tight as this conference race is, it just makes you wonder, somebody might zig when everybody else is zagging.
Yeah, you know, it's just crazy. You watch every game and every opponent, and you're just like, wow, they are really good. And you know, you try to think about how you're going to tweak something here or there to either give your team an advantage offensively or give your advantage defensively. And you know, sometimes those come from game to game. Those little tweaks that we can do to hopefully get a turnover here or there and gain a possession. And as you see in the MVC, every possession is so important. And, you know, if we can gain a couple here or there and score a few points, that could win you a game. So I think it just, yeah, really varies from game to game.
Let's wrap it up with this, Coach Groen. You've got Cedar Rapids Prairie this Friday night. I just knocked on wood for you that that game does get played. And you beat the Prairie Hawks 45-39 back on January 4th here in Cedar Falls. So what's it going to take to go on the road and get a win against Prairie?
Yeah, you know, Prairie is just such a good defensive team. And all their opponents that they play, it's always a low-scoring game. So one of the things we have to do is, you know, we got to have that attack mentality and keep going downhill at them. They play a lot of passing lanes. So, you know, you can't become passive when you play them or else you're going to get yourself in trouble. But hopefully, you know, if we can put the ball through the hoop and do some good things on the offensive end, I think, you know, hopefully a good defensive effort and hopefully we can get a win.
Cedar Falls Tiger girls basketball coach Greg Groen, thanks so much for your time today, Greg. Appreciate it. Best